Two racist jokes were sent and forwarded using JEA work emails back in 2007. At least one of the employees who forwarded the messages was a JEA supervisor. One email with the subject line "Father's Day in the Hood" plays into the stereotype of black absentee fathers. It contains an image of several black men running away from a black child who holds a sign asking for his daddy. The second message's subject line is "The Last Child Support Check." It's a story told in first person using broken English reminiscent of slave narratives. At the bottom is a picture of an open-mouthed black man missing teeth, shocked he'd been paying for a child who wasn't his after all. JEA Chief Human Resources Officer Angie Hires says the emails violate the company's communications policy, which prohibits discrimination of any kind.
Everybody has the right to come to work to feel valued and respected while they're here. And one of our core values here at JEA is respect.
JEA employee Al Johnson recently alluded to the existence of such emails on WJCT's First Coast Connect, saying they're examples of a cultural problem at JEA.
There's definitely a systemic issue, and JEA doesn't want to address it. I think the way they've dealt with it in the past is they deal with each individual case, but we want to bring more light to this so it's not an individual thing. It can be looked at for what it is, and that's systemic discrimination.
Johnson and four other current JEA employees filed complaints with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging they were routinely passed up for promotions because they're African American. JEA can't comment on pending investigations, but HR head Hires says diversity is a top priority for the largest community-owned utility in the Southeast.
One of the things that we'll plan to do upon identifying all of the employees that might have been recipients or part of the email chain is to determine if they're really and truly still JEA employees. And each of those employees will have conversations with labor relations and human resources as a part of this overall investigation.
Public records obtained by WJCT show at least five of the employees who forwarded the emails are still employed at JEA. At least one of them was promoted between then and now. Rhinebank, 89.9 WJCT News.